Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I am happy and excited to have Jim Kimo West back as my guest today. Join us for a conversation about Hawaiian-style music and hear a song from his Grammy-nominated album, More Guitar Stories, during the show. Welcome, Jim.
Aloha, Margot. How's it?
Aloha. That's one of my favorite words in the whole world is aloha. Oh, my gosh. It just brings back so many memories. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Aloha and mahalo.
Yeah,
pretty much the extent of my Hawaiian language, but
well,
I
you
love
know,
them both.
They're important concepts in Hawaiian culture. You know, aloha is, you know, essentially, you know, I don't know how you would describe it. I guess you would say it's kind of love for all people and for all things and animals and for your environment and for your ancestries, like kind of like unconditional love, basically. And then, of course, mahalo means gratitude, and gratitude is, of course, a very powerful thing. So those are, you know, two important concepts in Hawaiian culture. You know, when we say aloha, we're not just saying hello or goodbye. It's more like I greet you with aloha. I greet you with that spirit, or I leave you with that spirit. You know, so they're both very important words in Hawaii.
Well, that's one of the things that I love so much is as soon as we get even on the airplane, I start thinking aloha and mahalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just so wonderful to be there and to feel that. And that's one of the things about Maui and when we've been over on Oahu, too. It just feels so good to be there. And I feel so grateful to be there. And I know that everybody else seems to be grateful to be there. And so I think you're surrounded by love and gratitude when you're over there.
Yeah, and not just, you know, I mean, not just the people, but just the environment, the place just feels very loving. And I was very lucky to go to Kauai in November. There was sort of a little window of opportunity, and I was able to get over there for about 10 days, and it was just fantastic. And actually, I'm actually going to Honolulu tomorrow, actually, because we are going to you know, every year in California, Southern California, they have the Southern California Slack Key Festival, and it's been going on for like 13 years now. And this year, of course, they couldn't hold it normally because it's normally at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, and you know, it's a big concert hall. So what we're doing this year is we're doing a live stream from Oahu on Sunday, which I believe will be 2 p.m. Pacific time Sunday. And it's a live stream of the festival, so I'm going over to be part of the festival, and so, you know, lucky me, I get to hang out in Honolulu for a few days. But,
oh my gosh, how awesome!
Yeah, it should be great, and I think it's going to be cross posted. It'll be on YouTube as well, but I think it's going to be cross posted to my my
Facebook.
You know, my my band page. I have two pages. I have an artist page and. The artist page is Jim Kimo West, but K-I-M-O, but with quotes around the chemo, and that's my band page. So I think it should be, I think if you just go to that Facebook page at 2 p.m. Pacific, you will see the show. And I believe they'll also have it on the YouTube site as well. But anyway, yeah, that's going to be fun, and I'm really lucky to be able to get back over there and soak in some more aloha.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, so Sunday's the 17th, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Yeah, and it's a free, you know, it's a free live stream. People can make donations if they want, but it's you know, everybody's doing it for free, and we're just doing it because, you know, it's such a the Slack Key Festival is such a great tradition in Southern California, and it's like my favorite gig of all in the Slack Key world, and you know, the choice was to either not do it or do something like this. So the promoter, Mitch Chang, decided that it would be best to, you know, keep it going in some form. You know,
I agree, and you know, I am so thankful for Zoom and then the Facebook Lives and the different things that have allowed us to connect with people and for performers to perform and, oh, you know, all of it. It's
absolutely.
So
yeah, and the technology has made great leaps and bounds during this pandemic because it was so necessary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nowadays almost everybody knows how to use Zoom, and it's so wonderful to be able to, you know, I had a Zoom breakfast the other day with a friend of mine. It was like, you know, we couldn't get together for breakfast, but, you know, we each cooked up some breakfast and sat down. I sat down at the table and turned my laptop on, and we just had a Zoom breakfast.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel sad for the people that are afraid to even try Zoom. You know, there are some people
mm-hmm.
that are afraid to try it, and then there's also some that don't have the ability by their computer to do it. But it's
right.
such a cool thing. And, you know, I had never done it before. I had kind of gone, oh, I don't want to deal with it. Before the pandemic hit, last year in March, our Toastmasters Club had always met on Wednesday night, still meets on Wednesday night, but live. We always had live meetings on Wednesday nights. And in March, all of a sudden, we had to go to Zoom. And at first,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to learn this. But it really was pretty easy to learn, and it's been so much fun to be able to.
Yeah, they've made it very, very accessible and very simple.
Yeah. So
and
anyway,
I just
yeah.
found out that there's... Yeah, it's wonderful. I was going to say, I just found out a wonderful trick on Zoom. If you click on the image of yourself in the video screen, like it comes up with an option that makes you look better.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
it smooths out all the wrinkles, and it's like an enhance. I think it's called enhance. It's like you can enhance your image on Zoom.
Yeah, I think in the video preferences. Menu, you
yeah.
can do that. You can say enhance
yeah.
my image. Yeah. Well, I've got the lighting figured down out where I can not be too bright and not be too dark for where my computer is. So, you know, that really makes.
I had to do a lot of research about it because I did a holiday show. That's something that I do every year. I do several holiday shows around the
mm-hmm.
LA area, and sometimes up in the Bay Area too. And, of course, I couldn't do them this year, so I did a Zoom holiday show, and it was essentially like a webinar, but I, figured out the lighting and the camera, and I didn't get it as sorted out as I would have liked, but it worked, you know. I was able to play for an hour and then sort of take questions and talk to people. Afterwards.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
you know, I had seen
nice.
That advertised, but for some reason, I don't even remember. I can't even remember what happened last week. But I mean, I remember thinking, "Oh my God, I can't do it because I have this conflict that day." But you know, it just,
mm-hmm.
I remember thinking that was really a cool idea, and I.
Yeah, it worked out. I think I had about 90 people, maybe at the peak. You know, at the almost 90, I think at the highest point. But it was, you know, it was definitely a learning experience. And what I'd like to do is start doing regular concerts, either on Zoom or, you know, I might research some different platforms. But my main goal is to try to improve, to get basically my studio audio, same setup I use to record my albums. I want to get that quality audio broadcast, you know, because on Zoom I was just using a microphone and separate microphone, and it's okay, but it wasn't, you know, like having your studio quality audio. So as soon as I get that figured out, I'm going to start, you know, scheduling some concerts, maybe monthly or something like that.
I think that's a great idea. And I know what you mean, though, about the sound, though, because we've been hosting our West Coast Songwriters events monthly as Songs
mm-hmm.
in Progress, Songs in Progress, instead of
mm-hmm.
our competitions that we used to have, live ones. And you're right. I mean, it's like each person has to kind of get used to what their is and how to make it sound the best. And it still
yeah.
doesn't sound like studio quality, but it's been really working out pretty well. And then sometimes
mm-hmm.
somebody will play a recording of a song, which we've done before, and other people sometimes will do. So it's been allowing us all to do that too. But you know what it's I've noticed is that people who value creativity and people who are creative know they're creative. I mean, we're all creative, as Julia Cameron says, but not everybody seems to know it. But the people who value creativity are using this time creatively.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's one of the blessings, you know, the silver lining of having to stay at home. I've been in my studio, you know, so much. I actually have another complete record completely done, and it's all ready to go. The everything's, I just haven't printed it up, but it's completely finished, graphics and everything. And I'll probably release it in the spring because I didn't, you know, it just didn't seem like the right time and too close to my, you know, last record, More Guitar Story. So I have a whole other record and I'm actually starting to work on another one. So that's sort of the silver lining of having all this time. And I get to work in my garden, which I really like doing, growing some vegetables and things like that.
Yeah, that can be really healing to do that, too. I saw an interview with Rashida Jones on Jimmy Fallon. We were watching that last night, and she was talking about that was the most healing thing that she's been doing is gardening.
It is nice. I mean, I've always loved it, and this, you know, it's something you can do. I mean, here I have a couple, some raised vegetable beds and an herb garden and fruit trees, and it's really, you know, it's kind of exciting, too, to watch the plants grow. I go out every day and check them. It's like, oh, well, the cabbages are really getting big now. it's a positive thing. It feels really good, and it feels good to get your hands in the dirt and pull weeds and, you know, do this and that and harvest. Of course, harvesting the fruit and vegetables is fantastic. I have a quite a large banana tree in my yard, and a banana patch. Mm-hmm. And this year, I think I got 8 stalks of bananas from it. I mean, there's still 4 of them, I think, are still on the tree. But, you know, I won't have to buy bananas for a long time.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about your Grammy-nominated album. And tell us about that.
Yeah.
And I've got a song queued up to play from it. So let's talk about the album and the nomination and all that.
More Guitar Stories is basically a follow-up to my 2015 CD, which was called Guitar Stories. And this, Guitar Stories was a little bit of a departure from my normal Hawaiian slack key records. Basically, the idea was I would use my Hawaiian slack key tunings and some of my own tunings and stretch out and cover different styles. You know, like on Guitar Stories, there was an Americana type song, there was a Middle Eastern tune, so stylistically, you know, a lot of variation, but still it's tied together with the same guitar techniques. And so More Guitar Stories was essentially the same concept, stretching out into different territories, and I entered it into the New Age category, which was where my previous nominated record Moku Malohia, when that one got a nomination, it was in that category as well. So I was not expecting a nomination at all. I thought, well, it's a very eclectic record, and it's not really the kind of thing people think of as a typical New Age record. But I entered it anyway. And then one morning I think I did remember that the nominations were going to be announced, but I wasn't thinking about it. I looked at my phone, at my email, and the first email I saw was just, it just said yay with some exclamation points. And I was like, what? You know, and then I scrolled another one, and all of a sudden there was a congratulations, you know, and I guess the nomination had just been announced. And I was pretty shocked, really.
Oh, that's exciting. That's so exciting. Boy. So, now,
yeah, I did not expect it.
Oh, wow. You know, the first time I met you was in 2012, our last time on Maui, as you know.
Sure.
And, oh, I can't wait to get back there, but who knows when it'll be. Between the pandemic and the cost and so many other things, you know, it just, it's been a while. But, I mean, that was my first time holding a Grammy, was holding that one of George's.
Oh, right, yeah. He always brings it.
Actually, probably the only time I've held one so far, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really exciting. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you holding a Grammy for this album.
Well, you know, the thing about the thing about this year is it's so different. When Moku Maluhia got nominated, you know, that was a couple of years ago. There were at least three great parties before the Grammys for, you know, held for the nominees, you know, just super fun parties. And of course the Grammys itself and the parties and everything. And of course, you know, this year, no parties. So that's, you know, that's really what I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a very different world that we're living in right now. And
yeah, they've had to postpone the Grammys. It was going to be originally January 31st, but it's just things are just too crazy here with the pandemic, and they've decided to postpone it till March 14th. So the category that I'm in, most of the categories are not in the main show. They only reserve the, you know, record of the year and, you know, the big top categories for the broadcast show, because they have so many performances. But during the day, they have what they call the pre-telecast ceremony, and that's where the bulk of the awards are given out. And the last few years, they've been live streaming it. So I'm sure they'll be live streaming it. Of course, they have to live stream it. There's no other way of doing it. So they will be live streaming it. And I think if you just go to Grammy.com, there'll be a link, you know, when the time comes to watch the show streamed. And I'm not sure how they're going to hand out awards. I mean, somebody told me, like on the Oscars, I think what they did was very strange. They, you know, for every nominee and his crew that were wherever they were in their homes in the living room, they would have a person standing outside the door with a statuette. And if they won, then they would come in and give them the award. And if they didn't win, they would just wave bye. See you later.
Oh, wow. That would take a lot of coordination to do that. I was thinking, because they can't open them early and figure out who actually gets them, right?
No. So I'm not sure how they're going to handle that with the Grammys. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll send you a graphic of the award. Here's your Grammy.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. But anyway, it was really a complete honor. And, you know, like I said, I really didn't expect it. And it just blew my mind. But so we'll see how it goes. It's an honor to be nominated twice now. So that's just incredible.
You're right. I mean, that's the thing, is that only one person or band or whatever can win in each category each year, but to be nominated is such an honor too. You know,
absolutely.
That is definitely really cool. You know, I think it'd probably be a good idea for me to play the song. And it's
let's
about
hear it.
5.5 minutes, and it's just so beautiful. And I've been listening to that album in the car, and it just makes me feel so good. I love to hear it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm so thankful to have your music. I mean, this one and all the other ones that I have, the Peaceful Island one too, is so peaceful to listen to in the car. I love that. And before I forget, your two holiday CDs are like in my top favorites playlist.
Oh, thank you.
For the holidays, Dudley and I created a holiday playlist that's all instrumental music, and we've got your two albums in there, and then also John Tesh's Family Christmas, and one by Russ Freeman. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's really jazzy Christmas album that we really like.
Nice.
And it's so cool to have those playing in the background, just, you know, because there's not the singing in them, it makes it so that you can just have it on whenever and have, it's just beautiful. So thank you for.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the Christmas CDs have been really, really popular. I mean, it's been a few years since I did those, but every year I sell a lot of them at Christmas time. And sometimes people order, you know, 20 or 30 of them as, you know, to send out for gifts. And
we did that. We ordered a whole bunch of them when we first got them to send them out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can't, unfortunately,
right, yeah,
we can't remember
right.
who we've sent them to, though. I need to keep listening more.
I was sort of thinking that, you know, this holiday I was, you know, hearing a lot of other songs. I was thinking, gee, you know, maybe I should do a third one, you know.
Yeah,
so you never
that
know.
Sounds
I
like
might,
a good idea.
That, you know?
You can start working on Christmas in the summer. All right.
Yeah.
So now I want you to say the name of this song, because since it's in Hawaiian and I only know aloha and mahalo, I don't want to butcher it. So
tell the
listeners what the name is.
Yeah, it's called Mele Ahi Ahi, and the word mele in Hawaiian is a sort of a modern Hawaiian word, but it means song, a song more or less. And Ahi Ahi is evening. Although Hawaiians have several names for different parts of the evening, it's sort of the, you know, maybe 8 p.m. to 12 p.m., 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Time of day. So the song is called Mele Ahi Ahi / Evening Song.
Okay. All right. Well, it's, like I said, it's about 5.5 minutes of beautiful music, and then we'll talk some more after that.
Okay, cool.
is such a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you so much.
What a great way to start the album each time, too. You know, each time I put the CD in for the first time, I think you did a really good job of choosing the first song because it's just such a beautiful song and such a great way to start the album.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sometimes, you know, people like to start an album with something really up and snappy, but I've kind of more like, you know, like the idea of something that's gentle and kind of, you know, draws you in a little bit. You know, sometimes the gentler music can sort of make your ears focus a little more, is, you know, as opposed to something that's really, you know, hitting you over the head. That record is also, I just want to say, it features the great bassist Jimmy Johnson on fretless bass. He's one of my favorite bass players in the world, and he has been very gracious to play on some of my music recently, and he's wonderful. His regular touring job when there is touring is with James Taylor, but he's played with so many people over the years. Really wonderful player.
That's really cool. You know, the thing is, excuse me, I think we need to have all kinds of music. The really upbeat is one thing. It's for certain moods, you know, depending
sure.
on your mood that you're in and also how you want your mood to evolve. And if you're feeling
mm-hmm.
uptight, the calm music would be so perfect for somebody who's feeling uptight from their job. Like, for example, on the way home or on the way to an important meeting, it would be so much nicer to listen to something calm, I think.
Yeah, you know, and especially during this time. And I know when the pandemic started in March, I had just gotten off of tour. I was on the International Guitar Night tour, and we had basically finished up on March 6th. And, you know, after that, as soon as I got home, it was kind of a pretty much lockdown. But I started doing little videos from home where I would just record a tune here in my studio and then put it on Facebook and YouTube and stuff. And I ended up doing about 25 of them. I do maybe one every few days.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really, I got so much, you know, everybody was just going, thank you, thank you, thank you. We really need this. This mm. things are just so crazy. And it's just, you know, so I got a lot of streams, actually. A lot of people played them, and it was fun. I felt like it was like, well, I can put something out there that is helpful. You know, it's fun for me, but maybe, you know, it helps some people too. And, you know, and so I'll probably start doing some more of those as well. I said I did about 25, and actually I think there's a playlist on YouTube I created that has all 25 of them on my YouTube channel. But
cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, I speaking of that very same thing, I remember, you know, right around the election, I was the day of the election, the day of, yeah, I guess it was the day of election or a couple, right around the election, I was very kind of stressed out, and I thought, well, you know, I'm
yeah.
just going to, I don't, I'm not going to watch, I don't want to watch the TV. It's just too
yeah.
stressful. I don't want to listen to social media. So what I did was I decided that I would listen to, you know, cause I have Spotify and Apple Music streaming, you know, I can kind of listen to anything. So I said, I'm going to listen to every song Joni Mitchell ever did, every record, her entire catalog.
Oh,
and,
wow.
There had been a little publicity about her, sort of a release, sort of an archival release that had come out, you know, on her birthday. And, you know, and I've always loved Joni Mitchell. And of course, she used a lot of different open tunings on her songs. That's, you know,
uh-huh.
her trademark. So, of course, there's something, you know, there's a kinship there. But anyway, I decided I would just listen to her entire catalog from the bottom up and all the way to the most recent. And it was so nice. You know, I sat there just listening, sometimes just listening to the records,
mm-hmm.
so many fabulous albums. And then I decided, well, while I'm listening to music, I'm going to change strings on all my guitars. And I have like 50 guitars. So
that's
what I did. Instead of, well, I don't know. I haven't really counted. I mean, between ukuleles and steel guitars, I probably have at least 50, maybe more. I just got a couple more the other day. But,
oh, wow. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
But anyway, I thought, you know, I'm just going to, you know, restring my guitars and clean them up and listen to great music. And that's what I did for like 2 days. I just didn't watch any TV. I just chilled out and, and listened to Joni and restrung my guitars. It was wonderful. I just loved it.
Well, I've been having to remember constantly. I wrote about this in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, and the chapter about choices is about our circle of control, our circle of influence, and our circle of concern. And the election and all that stuff out there, even the pandemic, are in our circle of concern. We all care about them. But watching the news over and over again is just upsetting, because it's not something we can actually control. And so I've been having to almost not even hourly, moment by moment and day by day, saying, Margo, circle of control, get back into what you can control. And that's what you did, which is so beautiful. You chose to not watch the news. And it's what to do and what not to do. I've realized that also this year more than ever, is not just what to do, what not to do in order to love your life and to enjoy your life and to feel peaceful and to feel good and feel happy and everything,
And I think, with social media is a big issue now, because people are, it's very addictive, and you just always want to keep up with what's going on. But unfortunately, a lot of, especially right now, a lot of what's out there is just so disturbing that, it's like at some point it's like, well, you want to keep in touch and know what's going on. But at the same time, if you just watch that stuff over and over again, it definitely has an effect on your health, I think a lot of people, have lost, aren't getting good sleep anymore. And, I think there's definitely, psychological and physical health effects.
Well,
from,
it makes you feel helpless.
Taking
and
in
helplessness.
Too much. Yeah, you're helpless.
Feeling helpless also makes you feel depressed, So it's not a good thing. And to do whatever you can to get back into what you can control and what you can do something about. I mean, if you can do something about it, great. But if you can't, then you need to, I think one thing that people can do for themselves and their family and friends is stay as up as they possibly can by doing things that they enjoy and focusing on what they're grateful for and what they're
whether it's,
thankful for.
Whether it's, cleaning your house or getting rid of clutter or gardening or fixing this. And, and I notice a lot of home improvement projects, which is great. People are focused on things like that, and it just gets you out of that that endless, circle of
when is this going to end?
Of helplessness, of helplessness. You just got to somehow make time to get away from that. And for me, of course, it's one easy thing is I can pick up my guitar at any moment and I'm just, in another place, when I do that. And that's, I'm really
and
thankful
I
for
have,
that.
Yeah, I am so thankful that we've been able to see you perform live. I think it's 4 or 5 times at least. And that's how we met you on Maui, was being invited to go to see you perform on Maui. But you just, when you're playing, it's like you and the music are like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just like you're in joy and you're in bliss and you're so in the moment. You can really see that.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah. It's,
well, I know for me, just playing at home, it's kind of like a meditation. I really...
Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm really tuned in and everything is, focused, it's like going into another world, it's wonderful. And when you're really in that zone, that's when the creativity really starts flowing. I mean, sometimes when I'm in that zone, it's just like one idea after another, and I'm just going, oh my God, I'll have to record that so I don't forget it. And coincidentally, a lot of my records, especially the Guitar Stories records, many of the songs on those records are derived from little things that I might have recorded on my phone or something. I archive all those ideas, and then sometimes I'll describe them with a name and I'll put them in a category. And when I'm getting ready to do a new record, sometimes I'll go through some of those ideas, and some of them will just jump out and they'll be, oh my God, I've got to do this one. And then I will develop it and record it. So quite a few of the songs on some of them on all the records are just tunes that I wrote four or five of them at least were ones that I just, came up with in a, burst of creativity over a few days. And then the other, a lot of the others are ideas where I, that I had archived and saved.
Interesting. Now, I love that little flash drive that we got of a whole bunch of your different albums. It wouldn't have this newest album on it, or at least the one have it on there. But does it have, will it be included now when people buy the flash drive?
It was, I had a special during the holiday where I included it. But since More Guitar Stories is kind of new, I'm still kind of pumping it up as its own separate thing right now. So right now the flash drive doesn't have that, but it probably will in the future, maybe when I release the next CD possibly. But I think, but at the moment, I think there's 9 CDs on there.
Awesome.
And I put all the album artwork on there as well, so you can see the liner notes and who played on what and things like that. And then I try to include both WAV files, which are the same quality as the CD, and then also the MP3s, which are, if you're putting them into an iTunes library. But the cool thing about the USB drives now, which has made them really great, is that most cars have a USB jack. If you have a fairly modern car, you'll have a USB jack that most people, it's where you plug your phone in to charge it. But usually if you plug a flash drive with music on it, it will, or an iPod or something like that, it will access the music and play through your car's stereo. So you could take that little flash drive and have, almost my entire recorded catalog on that one little drive and listen to it all in your car.
Yeah, that's so cool. We still have the kind of cars that have CD players in them, but so I appreciate that there's still CDs as well, but yeah, it's such a cool thing, and it's just so cool to have all of them there, and I love having that. And then the fact that it's made out of wood and it says Jim Chemo West, like it's etched on there, it's just so cool. I don't know, it's right here on my shelf next to me, and it just makes me happy when I see it.
Well, on the International Guitar Night Tour, which was January and February and into March, that was a fabulous tour with 3 other great guitar players from around the world. And, after the show, we would go out into the lobby and we would have our CDs set up and, sell them and sign them. And the first night I thought, well, I'll put a few of these flash drives. I wasn't sure if I was going to sell them or not. And I thought, well, I'll just put 3 or 4 of them out there. And I swear to God, in like 10 minutes, they were all gone. And I was, they say, well, how much is the CD? Or you can get 9 CDs for this. And they're like, oh, well, give me that. And so all of a sudden I was like ordering these drives, having them shipped to me around the country. Uh-huh. And I ended up, I couldn't believe it, but they became huge sellers. And
now people can go to your website and order it from there, right?
Yeah. I have a store on my website. If you go to jimchemowest.com, then there's a button that says store, and then it has everything, CDs and downloads and some sheet music, not a lot, a little bit of sheet music and a few things like that. But, you can get the USB drive there.
And you can also order the CDs too, right?
Yes, CDs, like I say, all the records on CD or download. And then I also have a few singles too. That's the other thing. Besides, I've created a whole new record that is going to be, it's basically a follow-up to Moku Maluhia. But I've also recorded 4 singles that I'm going to put out in the meantime that are just individual tracks that I'll put out into streaming. It won't be printed up. One day the singles will all be on a disc or something, but right now they're just going to go to Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff.
Yeah, they'll have them in singles first and then maybe put them all together later. I like that.
Well,
idea.
It's sort of like, a lot of people do that, although these singles aren't going to be on, these aren't going to be tracks that are going to be on the album. These are going to just exist separately by themselves. And the album is going to be all different stuff. So between the album and the singles, I've recorded, 16 tunes during the pandemic.
You amaze me. You totally amaze me. Now, we've only got about a little over, just over 3 minutes left. Can you believe it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
time has just gone
quickly. Oh, wow. Yeah, it went fast, yeah.
And so, you know, for the people that don't know it, your, quote, day job also is with playing for Weird Al.
Yes, yeah, it has been. It has been for many, many years, and it's a really a fun job. And I play on all the records and do some production on the records as well. But I, you know, he's a great guy to work for. And we were originally scheduled to do a world tour this year, but that's going to be pushed back till the following year. So 2022, you can expect to see us out U.S., Canada, U.K., Europe, Australia, New Zealand. Who knows? Who knows where else we'll go? But we'll be out there in 2022.
Well, I'm really glad that we got to see you guys live in Berkeley when you were playing there, because it was so much fun. Xander had told us how much fun it was, and we really enjoyed the show, and it was just so cool. And it's cool to see you and your other guitar playing role. You know, it just, I don't know. It's
yeah,
it really it
completely
was a fun
different.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely
Yeah, well,
different.
I've always played, you know, I started off playing acoustic guitar when I was, you know, 12 or so, and then by the time I was 14 or 15, I had an electric guitar, but I've always played both, rock and roll and acoustic, so they've always been part of my life, so.
And that's probably part of what keeps you balanced, you know, having both.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We've only got a minute left, so we have to just
Well,
start
yeah,
thinking
thank you.
About
thank
things.
You so much for having me on. I appreciate that.
Oh, I love having you on the show, and I love seeing you perform. I love hearing your music, and the other thing I wanted to say really quickly, though, about Weird Al and playing with him is his songs are humorous, and right now the world needs more humor, so, you know,
Absolutely.
More humor, and also your Hawaiian music and New Age music, and all of that music can help heal us. And help us
absolutely
feel
happier. I when I look at the crowd after a show, I mean, I just see so many smiling faces, and it's like, you know, it makes you feel good that you've given these folks a really lovely time, and they've really enjoyed themselves, and that goes for Slack Key as well. It's just it's a really good feeling,
yeah.
You know, that you've, you know, brought something really, really needed to folks.
You are, and you do, and thankful. Well, anyway, everyone listening to the show, please share it with your friends and family on Facebook and Instagram and emails and whatever. And Jim, thank you again. Mahalo for being on
Mahalo
the show and
you.
For all of your music. Bye for now, everyone. Everybody out there, live your music. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha. And bye.